You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host.
And thank you so much for tuning in. Did you like my ASMR? I was pretty proud of it. Teachable Moments is CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. You just heard Genocidio by Status Non-Status off of their album, which came out a couple weeks ago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 500 years. Super sick album off of You've Changed Records and The Grizzler. Like a joint release, I guess. But today's definition of the word cool, verb, busy. So like having a lot to do or like keeping occupied. So like I've kind of just been thinking about like what's cool about being busy. Just because I've been very busy, which I'm not saying I think I'm cool. I know I'm cool. but if I see someone or like I'm kind of like witnessing someone having a lot going on and doing a lot of stuff that they're like really passionate about, then I'm like, they're quite busy. They're cool. What they're doing is cool. And it's like cool to me that they're doing it, I guess. I feel like I talk about coolness a lot as like passion. So I like really enjoy, I just think it's really cool to be, not necessarily to be busy, but to be like, cause like, it's not like, I don't know. Like, I'm not like, oh, wow, like, that person works so much. Like, that's not really cool, but, like, doing things, that's not, like, necessarily or, like, inherently cool. It's more, like, working on things that are, like, that, like, you're excited about. I guess I love passion and excitement. But, like, what's cool about being busy? You're, like, being generative, which is cool. You're, like, involved in things, which is cool. And then also, I think, like, a part of it is, like, you can't, it's really hard to be busy as an island. Like, you have a meeting with yourself. It's more kind of like, it like reflects connection and it reflects a network, which I think is cool. But I'm just going to kind of be talking about that mainly because I am very busy right now, but also who knows, maybe it's like something that people will value. I have a sick show today. I'm very excited. I love doing my shows. I love that my show is on Tuesdays because it's the day that the charts come out. So I get to kind of like peruse the charts and then like choose what I think is what I've like enjoyed that other programmers played this week. So it's a bit of cheating, but sue me. So we're going to move on. This is Moon by Bachelor off of their new album, Doom and Sun. Someone put this album in their play sheet just as the new one, which I thought was really funny. So this is Bachelor with the song Moon, and you're listening to it on Teachable Moments, CITR 101.9 FM.
You've been away for a week or two. After everything that we've been through, slept on your side of the bed again. Talk to the moon just to have a friend. You gotta miss me when I feel insane. Save a smile for another day. I'll let you know when I've had enough. Won't take a hit for the both of us.
Thank you. Desire would fall. Kids, are you missing the excitement of a good local live punk show? Cheap beer, sweat, filthy washrooms, ringing ears, and mostly crowd surfing your pals? We'll pick up the new 8-4 Needs 7-inch EP, Two Lil Shits, on Bandcamp at your fave local record shops or streaming in all the streamy places. You'll still miss all of that? But with a new bunch of tunes to put into your ear holes. Check them out at 8-4-1 on Bandcamp.com or Needs Vancouver on Bandcamp.com. Hope to see y'all soon.
At the count of three, imagine yourself in your ideal place of relaxation. One, two, three.
You are listening to
Spit in your ear
on C.
And this is IET.
R.
101.9 FM.
You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Side of the Road by Kizzis off of their album Tidibabaday off of Tin Angel Records. Just before that was the song To Never Forget the Source by Sons of Kemet off of their new album Black to the Future. I'm so excited for this release. I've been looking forward to it, so I'm glad I could share it with you. Just before that was Burn One for the Saints by Morning Coup off of their album Baby Blue. This album came out a while ago. It came out like 2015. But oh my god, it is still so beautiful. I love it, listening to it. I love revisiting it. Thank you, Chandra, for making something so beautiful. And then opened that set with Moon by Bachelor off of their album Doom and Sun. So Teachable Moments is CITR's one-stop shop for what is hot and what is not. And today's definition of the word cool, verb, busy. So like one side of being busy is just like having a lot to do. Like, ooh, going, like, people to see places to go, etc. And I think that that kind of speaks to the like networking part of like what's cool about being busy. Like, not that like networking is really cool, but like building, literally like the building of a network and like collaboration and like working with people in general is cool. A, because like it's good to be able to work with other people, but then also like you're, it kind of like is indicative of like hearing other people's perspectives, taking other ideas in, stuff like that. And then also there is this kind of like, I don't know how I feel about this, but this connection with like being productive, like the generation that like comes with being busy. And like, this is something that I personally struggle with as a dork, because I like find that I like feel really good when I'm busy. Like I like getting stuff done. I like checking things off my to-do list. I like having meetings and talking about ideas and making them happen and all that stuff. Like I like that feeling and I like that accomplishment, but I also like recognize that like I rely on it quite a bit. Like it's a little it like informs too much of like my mental health, I guess. But that kind of like joy and like of accomplishment is really like, I don't think it's important, but it's important in my life, I guess. But then if you look at this weekend, for example, oh boy, did I crash, dear listener, talking about crying for 2 days and I didn't know why, like, oh, at all. And I think a lot of it was because I was very busy. I had too much going on. But like, so like, I think that's a little bit of like, that's where my pitfall is, obviously. But like, when I am working on a lot of stuff, like it, like I'm working on things that I believe in and like that I think are like cool and valuable. And I'm like usually donating a lot of my time and energy and like skills and stuff. So like, that's really, like I'm able to like, I guess like give myself to a lot of things that I think are cool and valuable. Like even this show, like I think it's cool that I do this show and it's like something to, but it's also like something to do. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to be cool without, not like, I almost said without anything to show for it, which like isn't really what I mean, but like there are kind of like markers of productivity, I guess, that like keep you relevant, I guess. But also I don't really know how much I actually mean that. But something that is maybe the coolest thing that's happening, one of the coolest things that's happening this weekend, is Prado is releasing her EP. Thank freaking God. Her EP is coming out Friday, June 18th. It has Likeline, which I don't know if you remember, dear listener, I played several weeks ago and I had to go back to like a different episode of a different show that I did in like 2016 to like pull the audio because you can't find it anywhere, which makes sense. You're prerogative, Prado, but we're getting it back, which is so exciting. And then it also has like Steven, Men in Black, Elastic, a new song called Louis T. So, 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 so exciting. And Prado is the coolest artist in the world. Vancouver, at least, the world for sure. So I'm going to play Elastic, which is off of her most recent EP, Elastic EP. This is Prado's Elastic, and you're listening to it on Teachable Moments, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah. fucking elastic. I'm a back to your plastic. Get on your knees, fantastic. Trust me, I'm an elastic. I'm just like an elastic. I'm a back to your plastic. Get on your knees, fantastic. Trust me, I'm an elastic. Lady.
Just spend this love. Drunk, I don't regret it. Ooh, so that he's a disco man, and he's got a lot of disco plans. And I told him he could kiss my hand if you meet me at the disco. Disco, said that he's a disco man, and he's got a lot of disco plans. And I told him he could kiss my.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience. We'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard YSB by Nimkish featuring Ascension. And then just before that was Disco Man by Remy Wolf off of I'm Allergic to Dogs. There's like a remix album called We Love Dogs that Remy Wolf just released, which is pretty funny. But in this case, they are allergic. Just before that was Bend and Snap by Dizzy Faye off of her new album Antenna, and then opened that set with Elastic by Prado off of Elastic EP in preparation for the weeks-long chart-topping EP that's coming out on Friday. I'm predicting and projecting this Prado Monroe EP. So Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what not. What's not? Today's definitions were cool, verb, busy. So now we're going to talk about like kind of the other side of busy, which maybe is probably actually more of an extension of what I was talking about earlier, of like having a lot to do and being productive. So like keeping occupied, which is like a little more passive, I guess. It's a little more like, I don't know what to do, so I'll fill my time. And like to me, it has more to do with like distraction. So see the Teachable Moments episode, that's all about fantasy, one of my favorite episodes, but, like, just kind of having something continuous and, like, overarching to do, which I, dork rubber, like, often need. So, something that's continuous and overarching that's coming up this weekend, Thursday, June 17th to Sunday, June 20th, is Music Ways Festival. Oh my God, our favorite local DIY festival is back. So Music Ways happens every June. It used to be like it's usually like the first and second weekend of June, but it's like going to be the third weekend. It's going to be this weekend. It's this weekend this year. There was no festival last year because of COVID, but like now it's back, fully digital, streaming on musicways.ca, etc., etc. First day is Thursday. On Friday, there's gonna be like a live streamed host from Redgate. The host is Amy Grindhouse, a local drag star. That sounded okay. And then Saturday night, again, hosted by Amy Grindhouse, streaming live from Redgate on musicways.ca with an after hours by Bien Agité on Zoom. And then Sunday, there's going to be a like Zoom hour-long live set by Nivram out of Montreal. And then more music throughout the day. I'm going to play four artists who are in the festival. I realized after I kind of did this playlist for today that like you would think it's an electronic festival. It's not. There is quite a bit of electronic artists this year, but I think honestly I think that a lot of that is because it's because in COVID electronic and solo artists have been able to be super generative because like bands can't really jam. And you don't really have as much access to like studio space. So like people who are making music on their computers have kind of been like the only people who are able to in a lot of ways. So, but I also think that there's just a lot of really good electronic artists based in Vancouver. So happy to have them. This artist that I'm about to play is not from Vancouver. They are from Portland. but I love them. I like one of my favorite bands for sure. This is Dimwit. This is their song Posse Posse Possibly off of their most recent release, self-titled. And you're listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Stuck in Fuchsia by Redress off of their brand new release, and I'm talking fresh release, like a couple days old release, Meadow Running. Just before that was Lightning at Your Funeral by Devours off of his most recent release, Escape from Planet Devours. Just before that was the song So by Funny Death. And then opened that set with Posse Posse Possibly by Dimwit off of their most recent album, self-titled. All four of these artists are going to be featured in Music Waste 2021, streaming on musicwaste.ca June 17th to 20th. I think they're all on different days too. Oh no, that's a lie. They aren't, but whatever, they're all really good, and there's a lot of really good artists, and you should definitely check it out. And that's what's happening. Today's episode of Cool was cool, busy, verb, busy, having a lot to do, keeping occupied, etc. Thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments today. I'm humbled, I'm grateful, and I adore you. I have been your host, and I will continue to be. I'm your host, Dork. And this is the show, Teachable Moments. You're you. You are valued. I'm going to go. This is the song Remember One by The Hallucination, which is the first single off of their album, upcoming album, One More Saturday Night. So thank you so much for listening. It's been a joy. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll see you at Music Waste.
As long as there have been human beings, the human beings have gathered in the summer at different times of the year to celebrate being human beings. And so to me, this is kind of a form of that, what's happening in this technological digital reality that we're in. So it's good to see that everyone's bringing their energy here in a way that's really about celebrating and feeling good. So this is the part of the kind of reality that our reality needs, this kind of healing. Well, as long as I'm up here, you're on the wrong subject. Human beings, right? Because most of you are not my generation. I came out of the generation that did whatever we did in our own way to try to make things better for your generation. There were accomplishments, and then there were things that weren't really quite accomplished, and they've been left kind of fuzzy and hazy and things, I think, still. But one thing that I think is important, we remember that we're human beings, that we recognize ourselves as human beings, because that's the reality of who we are. Somehow they know how to make that voice reach from the ancient to the futuristic, right? While it passes through the present.